today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. Starting things out with a pretty outrageous story from the Planet Out Network. A weekend raid by law enforcement officers of the Gay Pride Gym in Albuquerque, New Mexico, that left patrons bullied, terrorized, and humiliated, has prompted the ACLU and other groups to inquire into possible civil rights violations there. New Mexico State Police and the Albuquerque Fire Marshal's Office entered and secured the men-only gym at about 10 p.m. Saturday and arrested club manager Ron Cordova on suspicion of selling and dispensing alcohol without a liquor license, said the New Mexico Department of Public Safety spokesbureaucrat Peter Olson. But gym patrons, who were forced to lie on the floor, handcuffed with semi-automatic rifles pointed at them, say that...
They act like alcohol is this dangerous thing. I mean, yeah. They serve it in bars. Why do they have to have semi-automatic weapons?
Well, you know how it is with these guys, right, Mark? They get the opportunity to tote around their guns and put on their big shiny shields and get the battering ram out. You know how it is with those guys. They get really excited about it. And so that's why. Because they can. Anyway, so they say that if the raid was about an alcohol infraction, it was the very least overkill. Ronald, the owner of the gym, who's a 57-year-old gay man from Miami Beach who requested his last name not be used, or excuse me, that's different Ron, Ron Cordova, manager, this is a different Ron. Ronald said he was visiting New Mexico looking for real estate opportunities when he heard about a social event at Pride Gym on Saturday evening. He said there were about 35 of us there, and most were older men, some in their 70s, eating tacos and chatting. Most of us were fully dressed because it is a legitimate gym with a sauna, but not a bathhouse. Suddenly, a SWAT team carrying weapons, plastic shields, and late gloves, I'm not sure what that means, latex gloves, maybe? I think that's missing an X, burst through the doors and told us to get on the ground. They kept saying, "We're not here for you," but they still handcuffed us and kept us on the ground until they could run background checks on all of us. That took about an hour. Sounds like they're here for them. You're going to run background checks and detain me until I'm clear. Seems like you're here for me in that particular case.
Might as well be.
At least one elderly man suffered a panic attack and was taken away by paramedics. A few of the patrons were in the sauna when the raid occurred, and when their towels fell, they were forced to lie on the floor naked, he said. Ronald claimed the police officers led one man into a separate room and took pictures of him. A guy was wearing a leather harness and a jock strap. A female officer with a digital camera... took him to a room. We saw about 15 or 20 flashes coming from there and heard lots of laughter. They were having a good old time. It was like the gay Abu Ghraib. One customer was arrested on an outstanding warrant during the raid, and five other customers were issued alcohol-related citations, adding that state and local authorities have been cracking down on alcohol violations to curb drunken driving ever since Governor Bill Richardson took office in 2003. The officers were serving a search warrant, and the fire marshal was there to inspect the building. Anytime there's a situation with a large number of people, officers will employ whatever tactics they need to maintain control of the situation. What did they expect would happen if they didn't throw people to the ground, handcuff them, and, you know, treat them like criminals? What did they expect would go on? I understand it's a gym, so the guys are all pretty well... you know, maybe a little buff.
These were old guys. Right. This was after hours at a gym. This was just a little after party at
a
gym.
At least in good shape. But I could see where their concern would come from. But they're just gym members. I mean, if somebody makes a break for it, then chase them down. You guys love chasing people down. You're into that stuff. I mean, normally when you go into a situation with law-abiding citizens, they'll do what you ask them to. If you ask them to, you know, stand by as we arrest this guy over here or process some crap, they will. Is there really any need to point guns at people? What are the odds that one of the patrons in this gym at this taco party is going to pull out a weapon and start plugging cops?
Right. Now, that would be the only purpose of having a semi-automatic weapon would be, well, to be able to handle somebody who had a semi-automatic weapon, I would guess.
Yeah.
Because if somebody's running away from a an after party at a gym, you as a police officer cannot shoot them in the back.
No, you can't. The warrant, he said, rose from tips from locals that alcohol was being served at the Pride gym. So a bunch of snitches are at fault here. Anytime agents find someone serving alcohol without a license, it causes concern because those proprietors are operating outside of the law. How dare they? There are laws on the books, and this is outrageous. Well, not really. Do you have to have an alcohol-serving permit when you're in your home and you invite your friends over for a party? Is there a permit required for that?
No.
Or is it only required when you're in a commercially zoned establishment? I mean, how does that work exactly? And how really is it that much different from a private party? This sounds to me like a fairly private, exclusive party.
Yeah, it sounds like a private party that was held in a commercial establishment after hours.
Yeah.
I don't see any reason that they
would have. Well, now a lot of gyms are open fairly late, fairly early, so we could presume the gym was actually open during this particular time frame.
Okay.
But nonetheless, really, what is it that differentiates? Is it really just the commercial zoning? That's the only different factor between this party and a party you could throw at your own house? 1-800-259-9231. Am I missing something here? Is that all there is? Because it doesn't sound like he was charging for the alcohol. And they didn't make that clear. But when you say they're serving alcohol, that could mean they're just giving it away. Now, is that a factor, too? Whether you're charging for it versus not? Anyway, he says it's inaccurate to characterize Saturday night's events as a raid and maintain that officers were not out of bounds. Of course not, as always.
Hold on. If you come in with semi-automatic weapons slung over your shoulder handcuff people and lay them on the ground for an hour, you've raided that establishment.
We knocked nicely. We didn't knock the door. We didn't kick the door in. It's not a raid if we don't kick the door in. They'll say whatever they want to make themselves look good. They are not. They just don't care. They'll go in and destroy property, harass your clients in this particular case, and just ruin everybody's night. And then they'll shrug it off and say, "Our officers weren't out of bounds. We're fine. You're the one without a liquor license, pal." Regarding allegations of a female officer taking pictures of a patron and laughing, the bureaucrat had no comment. Community leaders are asking how such an incident could happen and whether gay men were unfairly targeted by law enforcement. Well, I mean, that's a good question. It's hard to say. Again, their excuse was that there was alcohol being served and it happened to be a gay gym.
Well, so they took the guy that was in the harness and the jock strap, and they took him into the office and giggled at him and took pictures.
Yeah, that certainly doesn't seem appropriate.
No, that does not seem appropriate.
Alexis Blisman, the executive director of Equality New Mexico, acknowledged the state's aggressive alcohol enforcement policy, but said the ACLU and other groups are investigating whether the raid went beyond protocol, saying the first question to ask is, was Pride Gym targeted because it caters to gay customers? Then we'll take a very hard look to see if there were any civil rights violations, and if there were, we will be dealing with them. After the raid, the fire marshal's office ordered the building closed, citing, quote, numerous fire code violations.
Well, you know, all these fire codes that they have, they could close down any building they wanted to.
Because these are such nitpicky violations.
Right, absolutely. These violations, they're silly. As all they're meant to do is to be able to fine the crap out of businesses.
So basically what you're saying is that if they come into a business and they see violations, they may not necessarily jump on that business if he or she is politically well-connected?
Absolutely true. And as a matter of fact, they generally ignore most of they don't even know all their own rules.
Figures.
These, the people that come in and do these fire marshal tests and all that stuff. It was, as a matter of fact, I read a book recently. It was called The Walton Street Tycoons. It was a good little libertarian fiction book, and they used the same premise in the book.
And we've seen this before, as far as some of the people that have called this show, who are business owners, who have been targeted by the cities that they live in for whatever reasons, for instance, speaking up at a city council meeting or something like that, letting their voice be heard. They've then had the health inspector all of a sudden come by and cite them for the most minimalist infractions. And if you don't pay up, then they're going to shut you down. Same thing with the fire inspector in this case. Just another outrageous case of the government flexing its muscle and its guns and its violence and harming people that hadn't harmed others. They were just having a taco party. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Tom Andrew with Midas Resources, your source for gold and silver. Friday, June 1st, gold closed up $10 per ounce and silver closed up 32 cents per ounce. Significant daily gains in precious metals are not uncommon during volatile times. Don't get caught on the wrong side of this market. Call me today at 1-800-606-1294 to lock in prices as well as your future buying power. That's 1-800-606-1294. Precious Metals has always preserved purchasing power during times of confiscatory taxation and rampant inflation. Former Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan predicts a recession of alarming magnitude due to increasing budget and trade deficits. Listen, folks, the current economic system is like a game of financial musical chairs. 1-800-606-1294. Don't get caught standing without Precious Metals when the music stops. Call me now at 1-800-606-1294.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in six vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online. freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site are completely free, so do enjoy those on us. And one of those features is the live streaming broadband version and dial-up versions of the show. You'll find them both for free at freetalklive.com. And are you prepared for the day the dollar drops to zero? D2Z.org proposes that day is near. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org. org. Talking about a pretty outrageous story out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. They, the police there have raided and shut down a gay gym. Now, I didn't know that gay gyms existed, but hey, great idea. And make it so that people are comfortable to come into an environment where they've got like-minded people around, and I think it's a great idea. But nonetheless, apparently some in authority...
Not to mention the weird sodomite orgies that go on.
Well, now that's alleged, Mark. Now, in this case, the authorities have decided that it should not continue to go on, and it's not because of any sort of sex acts, allegedly. Because that there was apparently some alcohol being served. There was a party happening, an after-hours sort of a party, where a number of the clients, many of whom apparently were in their 70s, a number of their clients were there sort of having a nice little shindig, and they were having a few drinks. I'm sure there was some hors d'oeuvres. I know there were tacos available. And then the cops bust in and order everybody on the ground at gunpoint. Then they arrest the guy behind, the manager of the gym. And again, all of this takes a huge amount of people's time. The people were forced to lay on the floor, in many cases, as they waited for their background checks to be run, which took about an hour, apparently.
Yeah, God knows. They couldn't hurry that up.
And then the fire department comes in, finds a few petty little violations, and shuts the place down.
What's the point of laying a guy on the ground for an hour while you check his background? Why can't he sit in a seat?
Control, Mark. It's about control. They are in charge, and you are the peon. You are the serf. You will do as instructed, or you'll have a bullet put in your back. One or the other. Quote, this is the ACLU's rep. He says, our concern is the policy of cracking down on alcohol violations is giving the police a pretext to target businesses they don't like. There's a strong sense in the gay and lesbian community that law enforcement was targeting gays, and it feels a little like a witch hunt. He says the ACLU is urging the fire marshal to allow the gym to reopen after minor changes to its zoning certification with the city and is determining if there was a significant violation of civil liberties. Quote, we were committing no crimes, and not one of us treated the police with any disrespect. If they, that's a smart thing to do considering the cops will bash your head in if you do otherwise.
That's really what they want you to do.
If they, the police, were trying to prevent drunk driving, why didn't they target the art gallery where I went earlier that night? They were serving wine. Olson said, art galleries are serving, as the government bureaucrat spokesperson. Art galleries serving alcohol have been the focus of similar enforcements in the past, and now they employ professional bartenders.
Do they take all the rich heterosexual people and lay them on the floor for an hour while they process them?
In the art galleries?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
I doubt it.
Yeah, very unlikely. However, he said he wasn't aware of incidents where gallery patrons were forced to lie on the ground at gunpoint. 1-800-259-9231. I don't see how anyone can support these laws, the laws that were allegedly behind this targeting of this gay gym, the laws that say that you as a business person cannot serve alcohol in your establishment. It's nothing more than a protection racket for those people who have jumped through the hoops and paid the fines and the fees of getting the liquor licenses. That's all liquor licenses are. It's a protection racket, and it's a bad scene. I know that I don't know if it works the same way in every state, but when we used to live in Florida, I think I heard that the liquor license was several thousand dollars, if not $10,000 at least. I don't know how what sort of time span that gets you, but they're very limited, sort of like how New York City has a limit on the number of taxi cab medallions they give out. The state of Florida has a limit on their liquor licenses, and if there's not one available, then you're just SOL.
That's how you do it for bars, that they have all different kinds of liquor licenses out there. You can get a special event liquor license. Mm-hmm. For instance, the church that I used to work for, when I had the radio station in it, they would get, for their special events, believe it or not, this church had beer at their special events. So they would get a special liquor license, and no big deal. Just
I believe it. I'd do that if I were having a special event at a church. It makes sense. Want to get people to show up, right? Serve some beer.
Yeah, but not every church is for beer.
I see that.
Methodists and Baptists aren't going to be serving beer at their events.
I just think it's sad. I think that the liquor laws need to go away entirely. I think that would be just fine. There's no reason to have liquor laws except to control people, except to have another excuse to extract money from business people. That's all that those things are about. It's not about keeping anybody safe. It's not about protecting the consumer.
No, I mean, really, what's the protection? If the government says it's okay for you to have to serve liquor at your event, what has changed?
No, it's not about protecting the consumers. It's about protecting a special class of businessmen, those who can afford the liquor license. Because if it were about protecting the consumer, then the liquor license wouldn't be around, because then anybody who wanted to could open up their own bar and start competing in the liquor business, and therefore prices would come down.
It's likely, because you can file for one of these special event liquor licenses, but I'll bet if you had a special event every weekend on Friday and Saturday night, suddenly things would change.
Yeah, that price would go up a little bit. Let's go to the phones. You can take control of the airwaves. It is Tom in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live, Tom.
Yes. Speaking of the protection racket, let me point out that if you want to sell liquor on somebody else's turf, you know, they get a piece of the action. Like the state of New Hampshire, for example, there is a restaurant at the Pheasant Lane Mall, which is a shopping mall built along the Tingsboro, Massachusetts, Nashua, New Hampshire line.
Okay.
And they built their patio out into the landscaping bed outdoors so they could serve more people. And people go out outside in the nice weather and they order food and drinks in a chair. You're sitting in a chair in Nashua, New Hampshire, and you can literally put your elbow over the railing into Tingsboro, Massachusetts.
Uh-oh.
But because you are sitting in Nashua, New Hampshire, the state of New Hampshire gets a piece of the action. Here's where it gets tricky with New Mexico. On 11 November of 2006, a 44-year-old man arrived at an airport in New Mexico, allegedly already drunk, and then drove and bought some more beer, and then drove the wrong way on Interstate 25 and killed five people.
Whoa. Oh, boy.
And he arrived on U.S. Airways, and they don't have a New Mexico liquor license to serve liquor on airplanes that are flying over and into an airport. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Wow.
They're not serving it on the ground.
Right.
They serve it when they're up in the air. And who's to say they served any of it flying over New Mexico? You know, when they're on a final landing approach, they pack everything up.
Yeah, it seems unlikely that they actually served any liquor at all.
But they went after U.S. Airways anyway.
Oh, yeah, and now they're denying them a license because of other violations allegedly committed in the air.
It's disgusting. Yeah. Tom, thanks for the call.
Try enforcing that rule. Well, you can't, over our, in New Mexico airspace, you can't serve liquor.
1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live, and Ed Brown update coming up.
I need to get my feet in shape for summer. But every time I get a pedicure, my feet look great. For a while, anyway. Then I have to go right back again because they get dry so quickly.
Listen, haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's the name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, silky feet that look great in sandals, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bylo, Car Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, there's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the total transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water. A world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That, by the way, is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, completely free, including updates. You just get signed up. We clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. You'll know first if you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. That is updates.freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest. It's happening right now. It's going all the way through the 24th. That's, by the way, Sunday. At Porkfest, you'll be able to talk with New Hampshire natives and those who've made the move, as well as hear and discuss the progress and the future of the Free State Project. Register today at porkfest.com. Find out what the schedule is, what things are going on all week long, and all of the activities happening over the weekend at porkfest.com. P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. Let's roll into the phone calls and talk to Jeff in Massachusetts, listening on WBNW. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, how's it going?
Great. What's on your mind?
Oh yes. I was listening to your conversation about booze being served, and you know what? I'm going to say this in general, that drugs should still remain illegal.
Drugs should remain illegal?
Drugs should still remain illegal, and I also believe in prohibition, too, by the way. Because you see, what's happening is this country is getting softened. We're getting softened, we're getting dumbed down, and one day... Foreigners are going to come in and take over this country. They're already doing it right now through illegal immigration.
What does that have to do with
that? Sounds like
everything. I'm going to oversimplify it, and then I'm going to get off the phone.
No, we want to ask you questions.
This country is rotting from within and from without. We need to put restraint on our excessive immorality.
Sir, are you calling for the return of alcohol prohibition?
Oh, yes.
Would you say that the country was stronger and more powerful before, say, I don't know, 1930?
America was decadent before then. I'm going to make it simple, and I'm out of here. You were saying that
we are rotting from the inside. That would indicate that we were at a good point at one point in the past. I'm trying to find out when that point is.
1950s.
1950s.
before sodomite parades, before gay pride, before the rotting from within, before the throwing of prayer out of school.
What, hey guys, it seems you have a problem with gay people. Come on, don't chicken out. Come on, stick on with us here. You still there? Coward.
All those things were, you know, I mean, it was legal to own drugs back before 1933.
Yeah.
You could buy them in stores. If we were somehow built ourselves up into the 50s, that he said was a good time, which I don't understand. It's so funny how we've taken popular culture and decided that that was true. But, you know, drugs were legal. You could make liquor in a still. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't understand.
Yeah, I think you're right. It was a non sequitur, what he was referring to. It doesn't have a damn thing. He was just sort of naming things he didn't like.
Yeah.
And I must say,
I don't like drug use either. I don't think that doing cocaine or doing heroin or anything like
that. Yeah, but you've drank some alcohol in the past.
Oh, I don't consider alcohol and marijuana to be really that much of a problem.
Well, they're drugs.
Okay.
And he considers them a problem. He wanted to bring alcohol prohibition back.
Yes,
and he alluded to not liking gay people, which, you know, he wouldn't let me ask him any questions because he chickened out and hung up the phone. But it sounded to me like he wanted to do something to gay people, too. I bet he would have liked to round them up and throw them into camps while he was at it, shutting down all everybody's fun.
Americans are having too much fun. I don't like it when you people are out there drinking and smoking things. Everyone should be just how I want them to be. Everyone should act just how I determine they should act, because I'm an authoritarian jerk.
And terminology like rotting from the inside and all that stuff is a generalization. To say that America's rotting from the inside, some people have, you know, emotional and physical disabilities that, you know, that including drug dependency that causes them to quote-unquote rot, but not everybody does. And to make just a generalization that America, the empire,
right,
is, it's fading now, we're close to the decadent Roman Empire, which,
sure, and to suggest
really
that
was overrun by large government, not by its own decadence.
Right, and to suggest that you could solve this problem, if it even is a problem, to suggest you could solve it by cracking down hard on the American people and throwing more Americans into the jail cells of America. I mean,
right,
that's going to solve the problem.
That's going to fix things.
All of a sudden, makes the core of America healthy and
because
shiny again.
They've been trying really, really hard to get rid of drugs by throwing lots of people in jail, and
yeah,
it's not working.
Apparently, it hasn't been enough.
Apparently, the people rotting in jail aren't rotting from the inside, though.
1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. By the way, I got a nice quote from our buddy down there at WBNW in Boston, Scotty McCall, the general manager of the station. Because, as you know, Mark, we do these Talkers Magazine ads, and I like to get, you know, I get quotes from our friends at radio stations to say how much they like the show and all that sort of good thing. And so we've got one from our buddy down in Boston now. And
what is
what he had to say about us? Free Talk Live is exciting, thought-provoking, and a breath of fresh air, truly a wave of the future. And we're proud to be involved with the success, their passion for freedom.
Like it.
Sweet. Yeah. So, anyway, 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to Daniel in California. You're on Free Talk Live, Daniel. Are you rotting from the inside?
No.
No? You sure about that?
I just want to comment that your last caller is a lunatic.
Yes, he's a madman.
I mean, he just doesn't really. Somebody needs to tell him that, you know, one of the main reasons the funding for a lot of the crap going around this world has been funded because of the simple facts that drugs are illegal.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, the drug war drives huge profits for terrorists and other gangsters and criminals in the world.
Exactly.
Well said. What else do you have?
What
in
I really
mind?
Called for is I heard on CNN today that they decided to run a story that Ron Paul had hired one of his relatives and was paying him with campaign contributions, which, by the way, is actually absolutely illegal, and they are basically trying to smear him.
Well,
on CNN today,
1/4 of the representatives in the House of Representatives does this.
Exactly. Yeah.
1/4 of them, and as far as I'm concerned,
this is great news.
If you can pay a family member to do a job that you can trust them more, and if they're competent to do the job, I don't care.
I think it's great news because it's a ploy to smear his campaign. Of course, it's a smear tactic, but nonetheless, they're paying attention to him as a result, and I think it's good. I think all publicity is good publicity, as far as I'm concerned. It got Ron Paul an article in on CNN or a story on CNN. It might not have been the most favorable of stories, but nonetheless, some attention I think is better than no attention.
And by the way, it was on Lou Dobbs.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, other news about Ron Paul is that he's been excluded from apparently an upcoming debate at the end of this month in Iowa.
Yeah.
And
are
the details on his website? Mark, do you know that? Because I saw an email come out, and I presume that they're going to be available at ronpaul2008.com or ronpaulhq.com, one of the other Ron Paul sites, to give you the names and the phone numbers of the people that you can call in Iowa to express your outrage and, you know, ask them to reconsider.
Do you want that information?
It's pointless to give it out on air, but if you found it on a website, we can give the site out, Mark, and then you know,
I happen
let
to have
know.
It in my email, but it's ronpaul2008. We'll have it.
Okay.
Go to,
good deal. Daniel, thank you for the call. Appreciate
thank
hearing
you.
From you. 800-259-9231. Let's roll into an email. We'll talk about Ed Brown next hour. Ben says, hey, I'm a pretty hardcore libertarian, and I've recently been trying to explain my point of view to some of my friends. I usually get pretty far with them, but I seem to end up getting stuck on one point.
Roads.
And it seems to ruin... No, believe it or not, I don't think it is roads. It seems to ruin the entire argument for me. Let me explain by giving a hypothetical situation. Let's say you're a pregnant mother, and you give birth to a baby in the back of a Walmart for some reason. Just because the baby was born inside the Walmart doesn't mean that it's exempt from the rules, correct? It's not all right for the baby to steal things from the Walmart. This is because Walmart is private property, and it gets to set the rules. It's not all right for the baby to steal things from, again, the Walmart. If you are on Walmart's property for any reason, you must obey their rules, or they can use force to remove you or stop you. Now, isn't the United States, in a certain sense, like a giant business? Its land was acquired by a group of men who set up a bunch of rules, such as the Constitution and a system of government. And he goes on with his question, the analogy, which is a bad analogy, and we'll explain why. No, the United States is not like a business. In fact, it doesn't have anything in common with a business. But we'll analyze this question and get into detail in your calls as well at 800-259-9231. And maybe an authoritarian will call in who isn't a coward. This is Free Talk Live. Are you against liquor laws but worried your teens will drive drunk? Have them watch a free video from underage drinkers against drunk driving. Go to udad.com. That's UDADD.com. After watching this powerful video presentation, your teens will never want to drink and drive. Try your luck selling UDAD merchandise. That's UDAD.com. UDADD.com. A message from underage drinkers against drunk driving.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
People who use Cartabyte know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabyte has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabyte.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartabyte, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest, and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best-tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency hybrid wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free. Though we do ask that you voluntarily support the show, and one of the ways you can do that is by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You know Amazon, they're the world's largest internet retailer. I mean, they've got it. If you're looking for something, odds are good they're selling it, at least if it's a brand new product. And they have a huge used section, too. And here's the coolest part. You go to amazon.freetalklive.com to do your shopping, and we'll get a percentage of your purchase. So you get the products that you're going to buy anyway, whether they be groceries or a hot new DVD or something else in their 41 categories of products, furniture, I mean, they've got everything. You add it to your cart, it gets delivered to your door. You don't have to, you know, deal with traffic or parking lots or accidents or anything like that. You get all the products you need and great prices, too. And you help Free Talk Live out all at the same time. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Back into the email from Ben. He said he's got a problem when he's discussing liberty with some of his friends. Keeps getting stuck on the same point. And he says, isn't the United States, in a certain sense, like a giant business? He says its land was acquired by a group of men who set up a bunch of rules, such as the Constitution and a system of government. We've decided to join and be in their country. Isn't it our responsibility to follow the rules that they set forward? Well, and he's got more points, but I want to rebut what he's gotten to already, and that is that we haven't decided to join under their rules. The way the system was set up was that these guys went and they created this government without anybody's consent except their own. They created this government that is allegedly to protect the rights, your right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But no one ever else signed on to that besides the original signers of the Constitution. They were it. Now, you and I, we've never signed an explicit agreement that said that we agree to all their rules. So there's no way under common law that anybody could be considered to be bound by those. So I just wanted to point that out. It doesn't have any resemblance whatsoever to a business. Yes, when you do go into Walmart or Burger King or wherever, if it says no shoes, no service on the door, you know what you're going to get. And you're consenting to that by, again, walking in the front door. They're two completely different worlds. One is voluntary, the other isn't.
Well, the tack I take on this particular one is a practical one. The fact is, as the United States has grown, the federal government has become more important, and state and local governments have become less important. And that's really a problem in general.
Yeah.
For one, it's unconstitutional, which...
That's right. The states and localities were to decide.
Let's point out that these men that made these rules, they wrote this original set of rules, and the guys that are enforcing it now are violating the crap out of these rules.
Yes.
So I don't understand exactly why it is I have to follow the rules. But they don't.
Great point.
But secondly, this is the states are meant to be crucibles of democracy to some extent. They're meant to rule themselves.
Mm-hmm.
That way you have a choice of 50 different places to live
right.
inside the United States, and you can make decisions. So one place might decide that abortion should be legal. One place might decide that it should be illegal.
And you get to choose.
Right. Now, I think that abortion could probably come, I shouldn't have used it as the example in the sense it sort of applies to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, which is a Bill of Rights issue, and that should apply to all the states. But either way, I think that states or local municipalities should be making decisions. That way people have choices.
It certainly would be
when
a hell of a lot preferable.
You could choose between Walmart, Big K, you can choose Target, you can choose any of these department stores. But you really can't do that in the world. You get to choose between the
Not
United
so
States
much.
And a few other. There might be a few countries in the world that are freer in the certain areas that you care about, but there likely aren't many. And this country is getting less free
there's
all
no,
the time.
Right, and you can't really choose effectively between countries because there's no open door policy. It's not like Walmart where you can just swing a door open and walk in. In the cases of all the other countries around the world, there's paperwork and fees, and it's like a membership club as opposed to a business that's open to the public, if you want to continue drawing bad analogies. But anyway, let's continue with his points. He says, don't they have the right to use force on us if we disobey their rules? Well, theoretically, if you had agreed to the rules in the first place, like in a private club or something like that, then yes, they would have the ability to use force on you if you disobeyed the rules. But you never agreed, did you? He says, It is, of course, a really fancy and intricate business, and the owners of it allow us to have property and certain flexible rights within the country, but isn't it our choice to stay here? No, because you can't really go anywhere else. There's no other options. You have to stay here or go and follow everybody else's rules, follow all the other government's rules around the world. There's no free choice. If there were, everybody'd be in the free place. Says, I don't want to sound like a crazy Republican, but isn't it true that if we don't like it, we can always just get the heck out? Is this analogy false in some manner? I would really appreciate it if you could help me find a way to deny this reasoning so I can keep spreading the word of freedom and liberty, but it seems pretty solid to me.
I think that it is one of the more solid arguments out there, is that you do have the choice to leave, and that's the freedom that you have. The United States is giving you the freedom and your choice of government by allowing you to leave, which it just is
not
barely,
if you don't
just
have a passport.
Barely doing at this point.
Not if you don't have a passport.
But
you're not free to leave.
What I would also say is there is no country in this world that has the heritage of liberty like the United States.
That's true.
The United States has a heritage of liberty, and the big government authoritarians have come in and chipped away at it. And they've done so illegally. If you look at the Bill of Rights and you read them for what they are, the United States government is operating largely unconstitutionally, which means illegally.
Mm.
Now, they may have written laws down and 51% of 435 people and then another 50% of the Senate and then some jackball named the president sign these into law. But that doesn't make them legal if they're not constitutional. You cannot violate the Constitution if it's an issue of law. The Constitution is the highest law in the land, and it's being broken.
You're making
regularly.
Good points. You're making good points, Mark. But they could still say, if you don't like it, you can get the heck out. If you don't like how this country's run, you can get the heck. All right, we know they're violating the Constitution, but no one's forcing you to stay here. Or are they? Because there was a certain point in Nazi Germany when the Jews certainly were not free to leave. And you and I today, I'm not saying we're to that point yet, but we're not exactly free to leave either. And as you pointed out, rightly so, this country does have a history of liberty, which means that compared to anywhere else in the world, America is the most likely place to actually be able to get back to a status of liberty because of that history.
Right.
Because of
we have founding fathers.
That legacy.
Right. If I read to you some liberty-minded statement from a guy named Proudhon or something like that, it's obvious that guy's not American, and it doesn't have the validity if I than it would if I read to you a freedom-oriented statement out of the mouth of George Washington or Thomas Jefferson or James Madison, because everybody knows they're the founding fathers of this country, and what they say as far as the law matters. So I've got to say that, you know, we have the heritage in this country. The liberty-minded individuals have the heritage, and the authoritarians are only operating from fear.
Right. That's all they've got, is they've got their laws and they've got their yelling. They've got their media outlets, and they can yell louder than some of us can at this point. And that's what they do. If you don't like this country, get out! That's what they get on out! We don't want your tap around here! Well, sorry, you live in a supposedly free country.
Right.
Which means that I'm free to try to change it back to the way it, in my opinion, should be. And that is a land of liberty. And if you don't like that, then you should get out. How about that? I can use the same retarded argument just like they do. You don't like that I'm working for liberty? F off! Because I have, thankfully, I still have that freedom. I still have the freedom of speech. You know, some people get on our airwaves and say, you know, my grandparents fought for your freedom to spew this garbage on the airwaves, you anti-American scum. Well, you know what? I'm not anti-American. I don't like this government. I love America. I love liberty. I love what America stood for at one time and allegedly still stands for today. And damn it, I'm willing to dedicate my life to getting that back, to going back to freedom. And if you want to threaten me and tell me to get out, well, then that's your freedom of speech, too. Congratulations, buddy. You can speak, too, in America. We still have that freedom. But I am not free to leave, nor do I want to leave. I'm going to continue fighting for liberty here. And if they throw me into a gulag, then so be it. 1-800-259-9231. So, yes, it is not analogous, or no, rather, it is not analogous to a business in any way, shape, or form. Businesses, the deals that you enter in regards to businesses are based on consent. Government is based on coercion. Two completely different worlds. You take control. Hour 2 is on the way. The latest on the Ed Brown situation and a marriage debacle from Bradenton, Florida. That and your calls as well. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.